Bonneville. For the mayor of the town of Bonneville and the Reeve of the MD of Bonneville, 2022 was a year to look forward, to plan ahead, and to shift gears as the municipalities distance themselves from the impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic that made uncertainty the only constant since 2020. Both municipalities had achieved another milestone, 1 year of councils working together following the 2021 fall election. During each council's first year, strategic planning was paramount to preparing for the rest of their terms in office. "We came out of strategic planning with 5 different priority focus areas," said Mayor Elisa Brousseau. "And to me, I think that in itself is a success because it's just going to help us be a lot more focused over the next couple of years." The town's 5 focus areas include economic growth, recreation and wellness, service excellence, value-added services and communication strategy. "Recreation and wellness is a priority focus for us. Some of the things I think about is the outdoor fitness center that we opened last summer that was welcomed by the community. Paving and getting the outdoor pickleball courts completed, even the Christmas lights that we put up on the trees along Jesse Lake along the trail," listed Brousseau. "Those just really stand out for me." When it comes to growing the town's economy, Brousseau pointed to a new website launched by the municipality aimed at growing local investment, investbonneville.ca, as well as the beautification grant program that is offered in conjunction between both Bonneville municipalities and Lakeland Community Futures. "Because I have a little bit of more intimate knowledge of those who have taken up the grant, when I pass by their businesses, I do see what they've used it for and some of the outdoor facades from what they were before, and that always makes me really happy," she said. Reeve Barry Kalinske also pointed to the MD Council's collaboration over strategic planning as a major accomplishment. "Some of the greatest accomplishments in 2022 would be creating the 2022 to 2027 strategic plan and planning for the future of the MD," Kalinske said. "One of the strategic plan's main goals is to build a viable and diversified rural economy. This includes creating an economic development strategy, inclusive of business and industry attraction, retention and expansion. The plan also indicates a complete municipal rebranding and enhancing intermunicipal collaboration through economic development projects." Describing MD highlights over the past year, Kalinske noted the progress at Kinosu Ridge with the opening of the Aerial Adventure Park and replacement of the Green Chairlift, as well as the expansion of the Cold Lake MD Park. "The popularity of some of our ag programs were also great to see. Tickets for the Rural Beautification Tour were sold out in record time, as were the trees, shrubs and bushes up for sale during the annual Shelterbelt Tree Sale," noted the Reeve. "The unexpected when it came to the unexpected of 2022, Kalinske expressed surprise over how quickly the Pathways Alliance project is moving from concept to realization. The Alberta government recently approved the start of the detailed evaluation of the proposed carbon storage hub in our region." Related story: province gives green light on evaluations for carbon storage hub proposed in Cold Lake for the town. "There weren't too many surprises in 2022, said the mayor. However, beyond the boundaries of the municipality was another story. There are always things that come up that are unexpected. But when we talk about region and globally, there's a lot of things that impact us," acknowledged Brousseau, referring specifically to the war in Ukraine. "We have a lot of ties and deep roots with immigrants who settled in that area from Ukraine, and so I think that really hit home for our residents. So as a municipality, it was hard for us to ensure that we are there to support those and recognize that they are going through a tough time right now," she said. "When we think provincially, we've gone through a new premier and coming out of COVID, dealing with all of that was pretty significant. And then just recently, the race for a new MLA in our in the Lakeland area. So that changes things up as well." Related story: Sear named winner of UCP nomination vote, wins by 1 goals for 2023. With the new year well underway, both the town and MD have set a course on what 2023 will hold for its residents. "You're going to see in 2023, a lot of focus on the health and wellness of our residents and us supporting a lot more projects," said the mayor. "Even when we talk about EMS, patient care, the hospital and doctor recruitment, all of these things that are top of mind. I think you'll see a lot of action come out of council this year on those items. Of course, a future aquatic center is never too far from the minds of town councillors, That is why the municipality is moving forward with securing funding and seeking a variety of grant opportunities to make a new swimming pool financially viable. We're not going to see shovels in the ground this year, but there's a lot of background work that goes into planning and getting things ready for a large project like that. So, administration will be working hard on getting us some money, said Brissot. When it comes to the MD, the Reeve said, goals for 2023 include continuing to offer our residents a high standard of service, continuing to work to accomplish the goals laid out in the strategic plan, and to continue making the MD a great place to live, work and play.